That's a special thing, God. Amen. And it's a blessing to find that place here. Amen. So I just thank God for that. But today, the Lord hit some stuff on my heart. He always changed my sermon in the morning from what I think is going to be. And I'm like, God, why you give me the best of last? And I've been thinking about this stuff. And then next thing you know, wham, Holy Spirit just hit some other stuff. And I believe that every sermon is a purpose. Amen. And so this sermon is called Free to Live and Give. Amen. Because God just don't want you to live life eating, sleeping, going to bed. Eating, sleeping, going to bed. Eating, sleeping, working, going to bed. We're not robots. We're meant to also be loved. We're also meant to be embraced, cherished, loved, embodied in His warm grace. Amen. And I remember I was doing this little thing. Was this last Wednesday, or actually this was Friday. I was driving down the street and I seen this young man, and he looked kind of confused and just, you know, bewildered. And I came to him, I said, no, actually he came to me when I was driving. He said, sir, can you help me? And you know, somebody come up to your car, you get a little suspect, okay? In the real world, okay? Somebody from South City coming up to my car saying, can I help him? I said, what you need, man? He said, man, I'm trying to find this address, and I just came from Chicago, and I don't know my way around St. Louis, and I don't have a car, and I'm trying to get to this place. I said, what's the place I can GPS in the, you know, you can walk there, and I'll let you know which, you know, turn by turn, and I can write it down for you, you know? Because you ain't getting my car, brother. Come on now. And so I began to write some of the directions down from him. He was like, man, thank you, man. I just feel like I'm by myself in this. And I got this job interview, and I'm trying to get there. I seen his suit on, you know, him preparing for his job interview and everything. And Holy Spirit just touched my heart. He said, pick him up. I said, okay, God. I said, and the love of God, it wasn't like a force, like, oh, pick him up. I don't want to pick him up. The love of God just reached out to this brother. I said, man, hold on. I'm going to stop writing these directions. Get in the car. He said, thank you, brother. He ran, got in the car. So we driving to the place, and I drove him to this interview. And this place was so far. I mean, he would have missed his interview if he was walking. And I dropped him off, and he looked back. And it's almost like he had tears. They're like, man, it's so wonderful to see somebody supporting somebody else. I know this is God. It just hit my heart, man. I prayed with the brother right there. You know I had to introduce Christ to him, amen. I gave him my number. I said, man, listen, even if this interview don't work out, call me, man. Because God is for you. And, you know, he went in there and I guess he had the interview. I haven't heard from him yet. This was Friday, but one of the things that God kind of hit me was this. Anytime you're about to give, forgive, whatever type of give, there's always the enemy hitting you in your mind, saying, don't do that. You from St. Louis, boy. You don't put this person in your car. I wouldn't even tell nobody here to do this, okay? But anytime that God touches your heart, he blinds you from all these other things. And he say, just do it because this is the same way I love you. I put my life in danger so you can live to know that your sins are forgiven on a day-to-day basis. So the same love that I've given you, I want you to give this to somebody else. But the very things that stop us from giving that love is the fear. And Galatians 5:6 it says this. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? I don't know if you know about the Jewish community back then, but to be circumcised means that you were clean. And if you wasn't circumcised, it means that you was not clean. And what would happen would be some of the Jews would even try to check to see while they're using the restroom, have you been circumcised? Checking to see if they were being guilty or not. And it haven't changed even until this day. Some people point at you. Have you done all the right things? Have you been circumcised? Are you clean? And it says this, placing our faith in who? Christ Jesus is what makes you clean. Everything else is a byproduct of that. But if you look and see, have I done this? Have I done this? Have I done this? So I can get what God got best for me. Then what will happen is you will fall short of the glory of God. But if you point to Jesus and say it's because of him, then the love will override your heart and you will do greater things. Even when fear hits your heart, you go, man, I got a God that got my back. I got a daddy that loves me way more than this. I got God on my side. I remember me and my friend Dwayne went rock climbing in Creve Coeur. And Dwayne, if you ever seen him, he's taller than me, he's faster than me, he's more agile. I don't know if he's stronger than me, but he's a strong brother. And most of y'all know Dwayne. And we was racing to the top. Now, the top was like four times higher than this building. And when we was racing to the top, climbing, the instructor always told us, don't look down, right? We climbing. And Dwayne beat me because he's so long, he can reach things that I can't reach. And then it happened. I looked at Dwayne. He did just like this. In the spiritual realm even, I could tell right after he looked down, that next breath that he took was full of fear. And he said, I said, oh, there go Dwayne. And he called out to this guy, let me down, bro. Let me down. I'm going to be up anywhere. I'm from the city. I don't do that. I kept on climbing. And I didn't look down because I didn't want to see what he just saw. What he just saw caused him to stop. See, fear will cause you to stop. Yeah. You won't give because you got fear in your heart because you're looking at what could happen. You ain't looking at what can happen. You looking at what you didn't do wrong and you ain't looking at what God did right. He died and took away and eliminated all of your sins. And if you're not concentrating on him more than you're concentrating on your mistakes, you will go, look at what the doctor said. Look at all these bills that I need. Look at all these relationships that I messed up over the years. That's why the Holy Spirit came to embrace us, y'all. He breathed upon them in the upper room. Why? Because he says, I want you to breathe again. Well, you've been breathing, right? Ye that have ear, let them hear. They can hear, right? No. It's a second ear. It's the second breath. It's a second chance to say, you know what? I'm not looking down no more. I'm looking at you.
Yes.
I don't care what these bills say. I don't care what this eviction letter says. I don't care what this doctor says. I don't care what my friend says. I don't care what. If you don't get radical with this, then the devil's going to get radical with you. I kept climbing. You see, some people think, faith, I need more faith. No, just use the faith that you got and don't look down. I need, it's like somebody got a 1980 Toyota and somebody got a 2015. Guess what? They still drive. They'll still get you to your destination. Just because your faith don't look beautiful in man's sight, just use the faith you got. The Bible says it only take a mustard seed. Take that same love and you give it. And watch that thing multiply. Don't look back, y'all. Don't look down. Psalms 121 says this. I look to the what? The mountains. And the King James said, I look to the hills which come at my help. Does my help come from that? He says, my help comes from the what? The Lord. The Lord who made what? Heaven and earth. Your help doesn't come from your boss. Your help doesn't come because you get more money. Your help comes from the Lord. And then he said, just in case you got it twisted and you don't know who I am, I'm the one that made heaven and earth. So it don't matter who you beefing with. They got problems with you. You got problems with my daddy. And guess what? I ain't by myself. My daddy got my back. See, some people think pride is when you just arrogant and I'm snooty, I know everything. No, if you look in the dictionary, pride is self. When you thinking about yourself without your helper, you're in pride. So now I got to think like a wolf and see how I can get over you because I don't think my daddy got my back because I'm by myself. So pride has to take over. And pride is sneaky because it don't rationalize it. Just think about the devil before he fell. And he was a Lucifer. I've been leading all these people. I should get something. Guess what? Anytime you eliminate God out of the circumstances, you get confused. Because guess who created you with that voice to lead? Guess who gave it to you? That's why we give praise to him, because it's from him, by him, to him. Looking at your problems will never eliminate your problems. But looking at Jesus, looking at the hills that come to your help. When I came down, I talked to my friend Dwayne. I said, what happened, man? He said, I looked down and I got scared. I said, oh. He said, what did you do? I said, man, I ain't gonna lie. I just kept my head up. And when I kept my head up, I had to be real with myself. I'm not going to support me. These guys over these bungee cords support me. And they won't let me fall. So I'm keep looking. See, because when you're looking at your helper, you can keep moving. Well, you made this mistake. It doesn't matter how many mistakes I made. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep climbing. Why? Because God is with me, even until the end of the world. So when your mistakes happen, it doesn't stop God. He embraces you and the mistakes and say, keep it moving because you are forgiven. We stop moving. We stop giving. I wouldn't have picked that gentleman up because of fear. If I think about, man, this dude can rob me. If I had a daughter, I wouldn't tell her to pick him up. Let's just be real. If I seen you and you was going to say, my first vow would tell you don't do it. You have to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Yes. The Holy Spirit knows all things. Amen. And will teach you all things. Teach you what? That you can't be afraid because God is with you. It teaches you that very thing that you're worried about right now. I went before you and I've already taken care of the problem. He says, I'm teaching you that nothing can separate you from my love. So when I hear that, and I know God is with me, I move forward. What happens when we don't hear that? And we've been hearing other reports. You stop. The numbers, in Numbers 12, I mean 13, how many of y'all know about the spies that were sent into Canaan? Moses sent 12 spies into Canaan. 12 spies came back, carrying the grapes. They had evidence that there's good things there. And 10 of the spies said, we can't go there. It's giants in the lake. Two spies, Joshua and Caleb, said, no. God has given us this land, and let's go forward. And guess what they listened to? They listened to the 10. See, you're always going to have more people saying you can't do it than what you can do. You listen to the two. Because that's all you need is you and him in agreement with each other to blow out anything in your life. You don't need a crowd of people for God to manifest in your life. That's what he's showing with you. That when you and him multiply, and he's in your heart, and God's in your heart, that anything is possible. Because it's birthed out of your relationship with him. When I got fired from the job unjustly, I wanted to take them to court. And God said, guess what? Keep it moving forward. Because you're about to get, you would have been right in moving to court, but you're about to get some bad relationship in your heart about this. And you won't be able to produce out of this. I said, I'm right, God. He said, it's not about you being right. Oh, man. When God speaks to you like that, it goes to another level. Right. Because I thought it was all about being right. He said, no, it's all about me. It's making people see my love. Allowing people to see my love. He said, you're not in my love right now. So you can't produce nothing right now. He says, when you're in my love, everything becomes eliminated. You move forward and nothing can block it. The clogs. I remember when I was watering grass in my grandmother's house, and I used to get these clogs. I said, man, this stupid water department don't work no more. And
Hose,
yeah. No, I said water department. I'm going to show you why. Because I thought that the water that was coming out would stop. But guess what? You know when you get those kinks in it, and your snags and stuff like that? I had about 4 or 5 of them in. So I was spraying something, and nothing was coming out. You see, sometimes we try to spray the enemy, and ain't nothing coming out. You're like, what's going on? God said, you got to get connected back to my love. Without my love, you ain't got no authority. It's like you holding a water pistol to the devil. He's like, you ain't doing nothing with that. You full of fear. He says, but when you in love, man, you can do the impossible. And guess what? Nothing can stop you. Just like they couldn't stop Jesus. They put him under, right? They tried to take his life from him, right? But he came back anyway. He says, okay, this same spirit that I got is in you. So when they fired me unjustly, I got a new job the next week anyway. And me and Keisha saw the person that fired me at the ice cream shop. She said, don't say it. I'm going to say it, man. I'm going to have to tell her.
Don't. It's being recorded.
It's all right. Don't. When they saw me, I had just bought a house in St. Peter's and things were moving up. And they said, Wenda, what you doing out here? I said, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to meet you again. It's almost like they want to say, we fired you. You supposed to be gone. You supposed to be messed up now. No, guess what? My God came through. Sorry to disappoint you. But my God is still good. See, you may clog the holes, but you ain't the source of the holes. That means that when you blame this person, this is the reason why I can't get God to work in my life. Don't blame nobody. Get in relationship with him. You can point fingers all day long, and you'll go around just like the children of Israel. But Joshua and Caleb said, I don't care what these fools believe. We don't keep believing, Joshua. All right, bro, we don't keep believing. Every one of them died, and none of them seen them, but Joshua and Caleb. Not because, God is just good to Joshua and Caleb. He's good to everybody, but everybody hasn't received him as good. Joshua and Caleb is no special to anybody else. I was looking at a document about the Wright brothers and how it was saying, you know what? These birds, they got the same bird we got. We can fly planes too. And they would say, no, they got a special type of way. They ain't nothing special. The laws is the laws. We can, if we use the gravity of the air bend, then we can fly just like they can. And see, you know what? We're no different from Joshua and Caleb. If you believe that God is good to you, he can make a way out of no way. But if you only believe he can make a way when my eyes come and I see something good, then you'll be in prison. Because you may not see good. But God built the imagination within us. We're not animals. Animals have to see good to be good, but we can see good even though there ain't nothing good around us. So when I was 5, God said, I want you to sing this song. And it came on the Kids Network song. And this song, remember that song, Keisha? All things work together for good. God's working on my side. And I kept singing that song over and over. And then I tapped into this place called the spirit realm. And I saw something new coming to rise. And I started praising God. I said, thank you, Jesus. I got some new things coming. And kids, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know. But it's in the spirit. I don't know, but I know. See, you are where you are because of where you are right now. Where are you? Are you in the spirit looking at God? You know, this new job that I said I had last year, you know, I didn't even see that they want me to do Bible study for them and pay me for it. I just was there for a different job. But I said, man, this job is good. It's so much thing. He said, it's better than this money and benefits. I got a greater purpose in this job. I want you to witness to people. I want you to let them know that my love still do exist in an evil world. Because people that has lost hope are easy to control and manipulate with fear. The Bible says fear brings what? Torment to your soul. Because just like Dwayne, when he seen that he was so high, guess what? How do you think he got up there? God is with you. He's your support system. You ain't supporting you. God supports you. Look to the hills which coming to him. Your help coming from the Lord. So you ain't got to blame this person, that person, this person. Oh, my past, my relationship with my parents, they just wouldn't. Guess what? Everybody got a story. But it's time to write a different story. Amen. It's time to write a story of love. Of, guess what? I don't know where I am right now, but God has made a way out of no way. And you may have a person go, what you talking about? I don't see it. Guess what? You only talk to the people that do see it. Now, Joshua, when he was the leader, he sent spies over to the land. He only sent 2. He sent 12. And those 2 came back. I believe in my heart he only sent the 2 that was going to agree with God. You see what I'm saying? I don't say cut off completely or nothing like that, but don't commune with someone that's going to clog up your pipes. But unbelief. Mm-hmm. You're too valuable. Your life, your destiny is too valuable for that. All right, go to the end now. Hold on. Sorry, back over, Keisha. Thanks for listening. I want to show you something about unbelief. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's good. Unbelief. You were not designed for unbelief. You were designed. Okay. It says in Mark 6:3-5, then Jesus told them as a prophet, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. And because of what? Their unbelief. He couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them. This town had thousands of people. Thousands. But God is not saying, I can't do something because I don't want to do something. Because they have to change their unbelief system. They have to unclog that valve system and let me flow through. How do you let God flow through? Love believes all things. Hope for all things. Trust all things. You mean I should trust everybody? No, I'm not saying that. Don't be stupid. You are. Don't be unwise. Miles is correct. Because even when you're, you don't know everything, you still got an Abba Father that you can go to that can tell you everything that you need to know. Solomon came to God, and he was dumb as a box of rice. But when he came to me, he said, Lord, I don't know how to lead these people. And then Solomon, God gave Solomon all the wisdom in the world. He says, nobody will outrun you. Nobody will have more finance than you will have. Now, guess what? Just like Anthony said today, don't be after the gold egg. Be after the goose. If you're after the goose, then you ain't got to worry about the gold egg. See, David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What do you mean? I shouldn't want some good stuff, Wendell? I want a new car. I want a new house. No, listen. God wants that for you. You want to be with him. He want to give you his best. So while you after him, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be add-ons. They are not the things to be chased. These are the add-ons. These are things that are supposed to happen to me. They supposed to have blessings are supposed to happen. Because I'm not alone. I'm not by myself. God is with me. So when I picked up that person, I didn't have fear on me. Because God was with me. And when God is with you, you know that all things are possible. It's like a firefighter. My brother David, he was doing this firefighting. He said, when a firefighter runs into a building, he's not even thinking about his life. Because love is running into there. That's the only way God wants you to give. God don't want you to give like, okay, but I need this money back though. No, he wants you to say, man, God got my back. Actually, he the one that produced me to give this. Hallelujah. Fear had so much lockage on it. But love had so much boldness on it. It had so much confidence. I remember a story where one of my friends had got insulted and pushed in his face. And he went upstairs to go get his grandfather's shotgun. I looked at my friend Dante back there. I said, Dante, this dude going crazy, man. He got his grandpa's shotgun. And he was crying and stuff. I'm like, okay, let me back up because I don't know what's about to go down. This guy is kind of, he lost his mind right now. And my friend Dante stood in front of him. He said, you're not going anywhere. I said, Dante. He got a shotgun. I know what he got. He said, you ain't going nowhere. And the guy held the shotgun. He said, move, Dante. He said, no, you're going to have to shoot me. I said, Dante, you got some. He got some boldness in him. And he cried while he was talking to him. He said, I don't want you to mess up your life. Put the gun down, man, because you about to go down the wrong path. And then my friend, he put down he wasn't listening to me. See, you're going to try to talk to your problem. Your problem ain't listening. You got fear on you? You're about yourself. Self is about fear. I'm protecting me, so I got to take care of me. But when you're in love, you break out of fear, and you're not making it about you. You're making it about... See, when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't die just for himself. He died for you. His mind wasn't on him. That's how fear grabbed your heart. Think about somebody else and watch love perform. Even when they had me do this seminar on speaking, I remember one person, they did such a bad job at public speaking, she ran out the front door, and I was like, oh, man. And then everybody that come up, this guy was critiquing people so bad, it was just bringing so much fear in their heart. I said, man, hold on, he's just a man. I'm finna go up there. I'm thinking about what God done for me. I ain't gonna have no fear in my heart. I went up there, and I wasn't even thinking about this guy. And I performed so well. He got up and said, everybody give this man a hand of applause. I was like, really? I ain't do it for the applause. In my heart, I said, I did because somebody needs to be saved. Why do you do what you do? Think about it. Am I doing what I'm doing because of me? Or am I doing what I'm doing because God has sent me here? Am I doing what I'm doing because I know I'm loved? Or am I doing what I'm doing because I'm still trying to reach God's love? One of them is a backwards horse thinking. Thank you, Jesus. This is my last story right here. I got so many of them, though. I don't know where to start. In Luke 7:41, it says this. And this is, I know Kendra did the Easter, the alabaster box. And this lady, the Bible talks about how she has so many sins upon her. And she, when she came to Jesus, just watch what happened as a Greek. Jesus told them a story. Then Jesus told him a story. A man loaned money to two people, 500 pieces of silver to one and 50 pieces to another. But neither of them could repay him. So he kindly forgave them both, canceling their debts. Who do you suppose loved him more after that? Simon Peter answered, I suppose the one whom he canceled the large debt. That's right, Jesus said. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of the olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love, but a person who is forgiven little shows only a little love. Wow. Think about this. The very thing that's keeping you in bondage right now is a lack of this, knowing that you are forgiven. When I understood that I was forgiven for all the mess that I've done, it unleashed me from the bowels of Satan. It unleashed me because I don't have to be in bondage no more. I don't have to look down no more. I don't have to look at my mistakes. Actually, all the mistakes that I've made is going to be even better because I'm going to use that as a forgiveness tool. So the things you did wrong, he didn't judo'd it and says, guess what? You got even more love for me. He's God's slave boy. He's good too. Because this is the whole thing about it. When I was set free, I joined a missionary. I did this. I preached the gospel to people. I was on street corner telling people about Jesus. I couldn't help myself because I knew he forgave me for a whole bunch of stuff. So the bigger your misery, the bigger your ministry. Wow. I'm going to say that again. The bigger your misery, the bigger your ministry. And people think it's the opposite. No, no, brother. You messed up too much to be accepted of God. No, 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 no. I messed up just enough so now I can see, I can say only by the help of God I'm here. Only by his grace that I'm here. Come on. So, after my heart seeing the truth, I was already in church for many, 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 many years. Like I said, you could be in the ocean and still die of dehydration and not really drink of the cup of love. I was forgiven, God, and I couldn't help myself. So when I seen this young man the other day, I couldn't help to give to him because God saw me when I was looking bewildered and I didn't know what to do. And I didn't know who to call on and I didn't know where to run to. And he came up to me just like I came up to that man and I said, get in this car. And God said, get in my car. We've been going a ride. And ever since then, we've been riding since. Ever since we've been riding. He's been telling me how beautiful you are. That I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about how much I love you, Wendell. I care for you, Wendell. So your depression that you was dealing with and you had to go to the psychology a lot to get dealt with, now I'm going to show you a ministry that you got to heal people that are depressed. Woo! So open up a practice to help people about the depression because now you was in darkness. Now help them get into the light.
See?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
You had fighting problems in school because you had an insecurity about this and that. Now I'm opening up a grant, and now for the next 10 years, I want you to go in schools and tell them why they shouldn't have fights anymore. And on and on and on, it keeps going. What do you mean? That means that you're gliding off of grace. Every area of your life, you're moving because he's moving. Because he's, I think about Paul. I said, man, he killed so many people when he was Saul. But now he wrote 75% of the gospel, of Romans, Galatians. You see all these letters from him. I said, I get it now. Because he's forgiven much, he's done much. Wow. You look at your debt even right now that you owe. How many stories that I've heard of people being a tremendous debt, and then next thing, one thing in their mind changed and unleashed a vow. It's one thing. One intention. It's one thing. Next thing you know, it's on and going. Guess what? It was already on and going. God wants you to get the clogs out. The doubt, the unbelief. Let it start flowing. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's it. God is good, man. You know, some may be saving here, but this call right now, it's not about being saved right now. We're going to introduce salvation. But some of you are going to have some clogs in your life. And God says, I want to do some healing. I know some of your parents may have done you wrong. I know some of your relationships may have done you wrong. I know somebody may even screwed you out of some money or something like that. But he says, listen, look to the hills which come in your help. Don't look down no more. Look up. But I'm not down there anymore. He is risen. I'm up here with you, talking to you, letting you know I love you. I have never left you nor forsaken you. All of your mistakes, guess what? They're mistakes. Everybody's going to make them. Past, present, and future. But I'm coming to let you know who the Son set free is free indeed. Everybody just repeat it up for me. I am free. To live, to love, because I have been set free, because of Jesus and what you've done on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm not in bondage anymore. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! He don't want you walking around with a book bag on your back. It hurts your back. He wants you to walk free and drop that book bag. Drop the depression. Drop the fear. Drop what could happen to you and drop what can happen to you if you just start a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Alright, everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. For those who don't know my friend Jesus, he's the